Up to 10,000 protesters marched through central Moscow today demanding Vladimir Putin's resignation and protesting electoral fraud. Christopher Wells reports.
Saturday's rally had been widely seen as a test of whether the opposition is able to maintain its strength after Prime Minister Putin wanted to return to the presidency, which he held from 2000 to 2008. The turnout was in stark contrast to winter election protests, which attracted up to 100,000 people in the largest demonstrations in Russia's post-Soviet history. Some opposition leaders said people should be patient as they seek to change the political system which is dominated by Putin and should focus on establishing new political parties. They also fear the protest movement could become dominated by a radical element. Masha Lipman of the Carnegie Center in Moscow said this works in the government's favor.
A very small proportion of those who took part in the rallies are ready to radicalize and act in a defiant and unlawful way, challenging the authorities. And because they are much smaller, they are a much easier target for the government. Radicalization is more likely to actually signal the end of this movement than promise more achievement for it.
Putin has signaled he is ready to make some gestures to the protesters, including a plan to hold gubernatorial elections, reversing a policy under which the Kremlin appointed regional leaders. I'm Christopher Wells.